it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. For the past 6 years, we've been talking a lot about how complicated we are as human beings, that we're physical, emotional, spiritual, and intellectual. And keeping all of those four facets in balance is really the key. If you are all physical and maybe a little bit emotional or a lot emotional, but you don't have the other two, it makes it really, really difficult to live the life that you want to live. And so I have had over these past 6 years, a variety of guests that have come on and explained maybe the aspect that they're the most focused in to you so that you can kind of begin to say, okay, I'm lacking in that area and I need to pursue and understand maybe the spiritual side of my life. Or maybe the emotional side outside of anger, anxiety, depression. You know, there's a lot of other components that go into the emotional network of who we are. And of course, if you don't have the physical, in my estimation, you're kind of out of luck. You got to get that physical going and get it strong in order to do the others. Because without being physically healthy, and having energy to go out and make your life your best life, it's next to impossible. And that's just in my estimation. But working with people for 40 years as a therapist, I find that a lot of times, if I'm talking to somebody that has anxiety or depression in particular, it stems from their physical well-being. So having said that, I want to remind everybody that I have a website called SynergyConnectionRadio.com. And on that website, you will also find a link into Boomers. So that's B-O-O-M as in Mary, E-R-S, Boomers Forever Young. That is a company that has sponsored this show for the past 6+ years. And I have been using their products for actually 7 years, a little over 7 years now. During the pandemic, I will tell you that it is what kept me very healthy. And no, I never did have a COVID shot. I was one of those that refused it because I knew my body and I knew what I needed to do to stay healthy. And I knew I was healthy, you know, because I've been doing this for a very long time. So if you go to Boomers Forever Young, one of the brand new products, and you will see this on their landing page. It's called Myotrol. So that's M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom, R as in Ralph, O as in Oscar, L as in lucky. And you'll be lucky if you use this product. I've been using it since March. And I was explaining to Jen, who is my guest today, that number one, it motivates people to move. So if you're kind of a couch potato and you come home from whatever you're doing and you just want to get into your, I don't know, relaxing clothes and sit and kind of zone out in front of your favorite TV shows, this product will actually encourage you to get up and move, which is really important because if we sit all day long, that has become the second worst thing you can do next to smoking is a lot of sitting because you do not have circulation going at that point and you're losing muscle mass. And I was sharing with Jen that after the age of 50, we lose 1% of our muscle mass every single year. So by the time you get to be 70, you've lost 20%. And that means that it's easier to fall and break bones. So we have a lot of people that are beginning to, you know, have hip problems or fall and break a hip. We all know that that is a slow decline in your life from that point on. Even if you have hip replacement done, you're never quite the same. So I would encourage you to look at the Myotrol. It also works with mood stability. It improves your joints. It improves skin. It's a heart protection. And I think they've shown now that it kind of helps with reducing the risk for diabetes. And we have all of these ads on television now Helping people understand that they need to take weight off. Well, this is one way you can take weight off because you're going to move, you're going to exercise a little bit. And that's what your old-fashioned doctors used to tell you, is eat less, exercise more. We are eating more, we're eating the wrong foods, and we're exercising less. So the Myotrol is extremely beneficial for that. If you get into the Boomer website and you're checking out your bottle of Myotrol, remember that everything is guaranteed for 60 days. You can return it as an empty bottle, and they're going to give you your money back. The second thing is if you put my name, Lucy, into the discount code box, you're going to get 15% off of your order. So I would encourage you to at least try it out. See for yourself what so many people, this company sold out of their first 1,000 bottles in one day. They were gone. And we had to wait until the manufacturer could get us the next 3,000 bottles, and we have another order in, or the company has another order in for another 3,000 bottles that will be arriving in the not too distant future. So this is not a huge company. It's not an Amazon or anything like that. We're the only place you can get Myotrol. The inventor chose this company because of customer service and a lot of other reasons, but he chose the company. And I think the product is just totally amazing. So I would encourage you to give it a shot. Again, keep in mind, put my first name, Lucy, in the discount box, 15% off, and totally returnable within 60 days if you don't like it. All right. I have as a guest today, Jen Benninger, and we're going to be talking about shattering your income ceiling. And this is like the potential for, if you are at X numbers of dollars per year and you want, an increase of, I don't know, 25, 50%, 100%, it's possible. Is that not correct?
Absolutely, 100% correct.
Okay. And so we're gonna delve into this and how does this happen? I know that you do energy work. I know that you have communication skills. You use your intuition. I always tell everybody that your heart is where your intuition is. And there's a device that HeartMath Institute has, maybe you've heard of it, called the Inner Balance device. I use it myself. I have clients use it because when they get back into heart coherence, they're finally able to use that intuitive ability. And if they don't even know what heart coherence is, they're in their head 95% of the time, and virtually 100% of your answers are not there.
That's right. That's right.
So, all right, well,
Love
let's
that.
jump into this. So, how do we go about changing our potential income?
Shattering your income ceiling. So first of all, we did not talk about this before, and then you, in your introduction there and what you were sharing, you just use a couple of different words than I use, and it's the same thing. So it's absolutely fascinating. So we talk about that you have a spiritual body, a physical body, a mental body, and an emotional body. So that the same four that you were talking about is fascinating. So the when I talk to people about what does it mean to shatter your income ceiling, is it's when, imagine these four bodies are in a three-legged race. Okay, so again, it's similar to what you were talking about. Is so which if they're all got one leg tied to the next one, how fast can you go? You can only move as fast as the slowest body per se. So is your spiritual body not connected? Is that the slowest body? Is your mental mind, are you overthinking? Are you in your head too much? Is your emotional brain or your emotional body, excuse me, being overwhelmed? Are you hiding? Are you in fight or flight? Where are you? Or is it your physical body, which is what you actually just talked about? We do a lot with health. Is that the body that's slowing you down? So when we talk about shattering your income ceiling, one of the first things that is important is figuring out where is the boundary that you need to blow through to get to the next level. So just a little bit about me, like how did I get into this work? Why should you hang out with us for the next, I don't know, we're gonna talk for like 5 hours, right, Lucy? This is a 5 hour episode. No, just to hang out with us.
I wish I
Just
it,
say,
you know, I
yeah,
should do
listen.
that sometime, but I'd probably lose everybody because they'd be like, oh my God.
You just do it in it, and then you just break up the interview in like 30-minute segments, and people can watch
Yes.
it for like 10 hours. So anyway, so why should you hang out with us for a little bit? Other than I know you're either your new listener or you've been avidly listening to Lucy's podcast for a long time. So where I started is I have been a full-time entrepreneur since 2020, since 2002. Before that, I live in the Silicon Valley. I live in corporate America. Okay, so I'm actually only 35 minutes from the Heart Institute in Santa Cruz. So, HeartMath. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So, I grew up and I was like my dad worked at IBM for 40 years. My mom stayed at home until we went to school. Like it was that traditional middle America, you know, a boy, a girl, a dog, a 2-week vacation, go to school, graduate, go to college, get married, repeat. Well, I went to college. I got a degree in psychology, and I worked in corporate America for a company some of you may know called WebMD. I worked for them here before they went IPO when they were starting out with all of their processes in the 90s. I'm dating myself. It's okay. I'm your ideal audience. Okay, so but I always had this entrepreneurial spirit. So to those of you that are on the line that have this entrepreneurial spirit, we have an income ceiling that is up to us to shatter. If you're in a corporate America job, you still have an income ceiling, and you might think it's hard to break through that. You're like, no, that's the salary. I have to ask for a raise. But when you're an entrepreneur, you can do that in a month, in a week, in a day, or you could be stuck at making the same amount of money in your business or not making the money that you want in your business for decades. So we want to look at that. So using your intuition, which is just brilliant, what Lucy said. So I struggled with infertility after I got married for about 4 years, and I was in corporate America. I was stressed out. I had a wedding consulting business. I wanted to be this entrepreneur. I was scared to quit because where's my money going to come from? I've got this income ceiling, and the point about the income ceiling, ladies and gentlemen, or whoever is listening to us here, is it's in your mind. It's not real. Your income ceiling is not real. In the sense that you can shatter it, it's an illusion. Is it real when you bring it into the physical plane and you're blocked from making money in your business or going to that next level? Abso-freaking-lutely. So it's real and not real at the same time. So that should give you hope. That's my desire, is to give you hope on this call, to be like, oh my gosh, I can create the wealth that I want, whatever that is for you. Because some of you, it may be money, it could be health, it could be spirituality. It's all those bodies. Where do you want to thrive? So I was struggling with infertility. I was in a not happy marriage. I was in an emotionally abusive marriage. I decided to start a business while I was still in corporate America. I was not making any money. It was just grinding, 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 until I figured out about the four bodies and which one of them weren't aligned. Do you want to know how you can communicate between all four of these bodies? Your intuition. So that's one of our main core pieces that we teach at Genius Unlocked, our coaching institute, is how to get in touch with your intuition, basically what Lucy was just saying, which was brilliant. So I didn't know it at the time, but I had this little inkling. I was like, I don't want to work anymore. I was my ex-husband was, you know, he was in law enforcement, so he was going up through the ranks. I wanted to make my own money. I wanted a family. It wasn't working. So I walked into my boss's office and I just said, hey, I'm out. I did a little bit more eloquently than that. And he made me give him 3 months notice because he's like, you can't leave. I was working for the CEO. And he's like, you can't leave. I said, well, I am gonna, because I want to go have a family. And I'm tired of working Sunday at 5 a.m. because we're talking to international people when I'm, you know, 20 years, 29 years old, and I want a family. I didn't know it then that that was my intuition, but I knew that. So I left and I started my own business, okay, full time. So I'm a full-time entrepreneur 2002. So whatever year you're listening to this, you can do math. And I got pregnant. Of course I did, right? Because I was in alignment. All four of my bodies lined up. My spiritually, I was doing what I wanted to do. My mentally, I knew I didn't want to mentally work like that anymore. Emotionally, I was ready. And physically, my body was like, oh, okay. So after 4 years of fighting IVF and all that stuff, bam, I quit my job. I get pregnant. Have two beautiful daughters, 21 and 18 now. It was just absolutely amazing. But what was that transition? The transition was when I realized what my income ceiling was, is I was scared to leave a corporate job because I didn't think I could have a thriving business. Fear is an illusion, ladies and gentlemen. So if fear is just there to check in with yourself, to believe in yourself. So a few years went by. I was a business coach for a really long time. I helped companies make lots of money, six, seven figures, multiple seven figures businesses. But I couldn't get them to do what I needed them to do. So Lucy, we're going to take a pause here for a second. I'm going to ask your audience here, but just don't close your eyes if you're driving. But if you're in a safe space where you can close your eyes, just close your eyes for just a second and take a deep breath and think about what do you truly want in your life? What do you truly want? Do you want a thriving business? Do you want to retire? Do you want to transition from corporate to business? Do you want to transition businesses? Do you want a multiple stream in your business? Take a deep breath and just ask yourself, what do you truly want? You're bringing it aware. Okay. Now that you know what you want, some of you are like, I don't know what I want. Fair enough. Then you may say, what I want is to know what I want. Sense like you want that intuitive hit to like know what you want. Okay. So now that you have that, again, if you can safely close your eyes, take a deep breath. What is that one thing that you know that you've got to do that you're not doing to have what you want? Because y'all know it. And if you don't know it, then now you're going to know it because I'm asking your conscious mind to bring it conscious. So you know what you want. You're like, I want a transition. I want this business. I want my next 100,000. I want my next seven figures. I want my next million, whatever that is. I want to retire. I want to save, whatever that is. What is that one thing you know you need to do that you're not willing to do? Ladies and gentlemen, that's your income ceiling. That is your unconscious mind's block that is blocking you from getting what you want. So that's what I was started doing is I was a business coach and I would ask people that question. I said, what do you want to do? And I said, what's the one thing that you're not willing to do that you know you need to do? And then they still wouldn't do it. So my frustration level went through the roof and I was just like, okay, this isn't working. Something is that I'm missing something. So at Lucy, what I did is I then realized that in order for us to integrate these four bodies, is we need to truly understand what our conscious mind wants, which is what you all just said. You said, I want this. That's your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is the goal setter. And then I learned about the unconscious mind, which is your motivation and which is your block, which is your income ceiling, which is the goal getter. So you have the goal setter and the conscious mind and the goal getter and the unconscious mind. If they're not in alignment, then you're not going to get the goals that you want. So think back for a second, ladies and gentlemen. When was the time that you had set a goal and you hit it? Some of you might say, Jen, Lucy, that was luck. No, it wasn't luck. What it was your conscious mind and your unconscious mind in alignment. But you weren't aware that they were in alignment. How many of you have set a goal and not hit it? It's because your conscious mind and your unconscious mind aren't in alignment. So that's your income ceiling is that non-alignment between your conscious and your unconscious mind. How do you get into alignment? You need to figure out what's blocking you. What is the internal block? Mostly, I'm going to make a generalization here because we're on this wonderful podcast and I'm not coaching some of you one-on-one. So I'm going to make a generalization of my 3,500 hours, my 16 coaching certifications, my multiple seven-figure business. None of that is impress any of you. It's just to let you know I talked to a few people about this. Okay. That's all that that is to share with you. It in cases, it's around not worthy or somewhere around not deserving or somewhere around abandonment or being alone. And then the last one and the most important one that I have found and my business partner and our clients have found is unsafe. If you are not safe, if you don't feel worthy, if you don't feel deserving, and you don't feel that you can do it with together, then that's what's stopping you. So your income ceiling, believe it or not, is one of those pieces. Because here's the deal. I've grown multiple businesses, seven figures, six figures. Oh, I've also failed a lot. I have also had a business partner embezzle all of our money while I was on vacation in Hawaii and moved to Arizona because all of a sudden her brother, who used to own a housekeeping business, no problem. I love that he owned a housekeeping business. While I was in Hawaii, became our CFO. So things just didn't connect. And all of a sudden we had no money. And then they moved to Arizona while I was in Hawaii. So I learned that, but what it is, it's that blockage of that not deserving or not worthiness of having that. And some of you may say, well, Jen, where does that come from and how do I break it? Right? Is that the next question, Lucy? Well, where did that come from and how do I break it?
Right,
Okay.
because one of the things I was going to share, one of the things in my counseling that I find is I take people through decades. So I let them work on like 0 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30. What happened during that decade that began to shape their thoughts about
Yes.
any part of their life? And once they recognize where that began, they can begin to release it. And I was thinking while you were talking, fear, like you said, false evidence appearing real, but fear for people that they won't be able to pay their bills, that
Yes.
they'll
I get
become
it.
so successful, their spouse will leave them. Those kind of things are very real, and they have to embrace, themselves and say it's okay to take that risk.
Well, that last story was my story. I was in a very emotionally abusive marriage with an alcoholic, and I didn't leave for a lot of those reasons. My business, when it was got at the height of it, my business partner at that time is the one that stole the money, so I had no money. My ex-husband was did not want me to leave. He basically, anyway, we don't need to get into all that story. That's a different story. And more importantly, is I thought I was gonna have to live in a box because I had
And
an
you had two
entrepreneurial business
daughters.
and I have two daughters, and I was the one that was going to leave, that he was not leaving. If I needed to, it was going to be me the leaving. So I had to realize that if I left, I literally had to accept all possibilities. And this is a breakthrough piece. So if you all can grasp this, I know we're at a podcast and sometimes some of the foundations you're like, what? If you can grasp and accept possibilities, the universe will deliver you the best one. And I know it's a you're like, that sounds very simple, and it is, but it's not easy. So I had to accept all responsibility. I had to accept the fact that I was gonna have to sell this house, sell my car, not have a business, go get a job at Starbucks, because I was addicted to that at the time, because it was my escape. And I was gonna have to I couldn't move in with any parents or anything, because there was no possibility for that. And I was gonna not get a retirement. We were married for 25 years. I was just gonna have to go out and live in a box, and my daughters would have to share a room. Like, I had to accept that because I thought that was a real possibility, and I was afraid of that for so long, which is why I stayed, which actually just caused more trauma. So forget that noise. So I finally the trigger, but I had to. I was like, okay, well, I could live in a box. I could live in a one bedroom. I could move out of state. I could move in with my current business partner and best friend. Okay. He was not very excited about that because he wanted to go, live his life, and he didn't need his, divorced mother of two living in his space. But he would have taken me in. Then it was, do I try to like sell this house and take some money? Like, do I move out of the country? I thought of that too, because it's more cost effective. So I had to do all of that. And then at the end of the day, when I was able to accept all of that, the fear dissipated. I got creative. My opportunities started showing up. I started listening to my intuition. And in reality, I got the best scenario. I was able, the moment I asked for the divorce that year, our business went seven figures. So I, it was, I, it, my income ceiling was the fear. The moment I broke through it, the abundance was there. It was sitting there the whole time. You all, ladies, your next level is sitting there waiting. We want to break through that fear piece. So that's what I did. So I asked for the divorce. It did take 3 years to happen. I mean, just because he kept blowing up the divorce, and it's all good. I learned something every single time. We got a high conflict mediator. I mean, it was nasty at the beginning. And now on the other side, I was able to buy him out of the house. So I was able to give him cash out of the house. I have the retirement, which I deserved. And my girls, I have full custody of the girls. He moved to Florida. I live in California. He moved to Florida. So I didn't have to worry about custody. He pays his child support. He talks to the girls every once in a while. It's like every single thing that I was afraid of, none of it happened when I was able to accept that if it did happen, I'd be okay. So y'all, if you can't pay your bills because you need to start your, it's okay, you'll be okay. And some of you are like, no, don't say that because I haven't been able to pay my bills. You're holding on. That is that invisible feeling. You're holding on to it because you're afraid of what's on the other side. When you're afraid, ladies and gentlemen, you are a victim of circumstance. Okay, I was victim of my ex-husband's alcoholism. Okay, I could tell you stories upon stories where it just I'm just the victim of the circumstance. I needed to flip it over. I needed to take responsibility for how did I change the story. I left corporate America. He didn't know that. We were married 7 years when I left corporate America. He's like, I didn't know you were going to be an entrepreneur full time. I probably would never have married you. So I have to take responsibility for that. I'm the one that made that decision. I don't take responsibility for his coping mechanism. His coping mechanism is all on him, right? Just like y'all know that, right? But I had to take responsibility for, quote, changing the picture. When I did that, I was free. So I was no longer a victim of circumstance. I was like, I changed the circumstances. Let's go. So I got creative. I had opportunity of possibilities. So that's the income ceiling. So where does it come from? Well, what Lucy just said. I have my clients, and this is an exercise I'm actually putting on a free wealth challenge right now in our community. And every day they have to do an activity to break this and to grow their wealth. And the first step is was your, you had to journal 4 pages, Lucy. I don't know if you do this for your clients. What was your parents' attitude around money?
Exactly, I do that.
I'm like, I grew up very middle America. Right. My parents sat down on the first and the 15th. This is the 80s, right? The first and the 15th. My dad got his little journal book. My mom got her little plug-in adding up machine. They laid all the bills out. My brother and I were to go to the other room. They never fought. They never yelled, but we knew, oh, first and the 15th. We were having pizza for dinner, clearing off the table. And my brother and I had to go entertain ourselves 2 days a month for my whole growing up. Entrepreneurs in my family, except my mom's dad, so my maternal grandfather. And I grew up hearing that my grandfather was a shyster, like a con man. And I was like, so I grew up with a money story that entrepreneurialism was horrible. Grandfather did for a living, Lucy. And I love my parents and my cousins and my grandparents and everyone else that called my grandfather a shyster. I can see where they're coming from. He sold real estate.
Oh my gosh.
But because he would sell a house and get a big influx of money, he'd walk around with a wad of cash.
So he was a shyster.
But I grew up hearing that, not understanding what that really meant. So when I knew I had an entrepreneurial spirit, I was blocked because I didn't want my family to think I was a shyster. So I had to go to my parents, and now my parents are like, "What are you talking about? Like, I made up that story." They just, my dad didn't understand. My dad worked for IBM for 40 years before and after the Vietnam War. I go to work, I do this, I have a predictable paycheck. Like, my dad didn't understand non-predictability versus entrepreneurs, ladies. We're like, let's bring it on. 1 month I make 100,000, next month I make 10,000. Who cares? The next month I make 400,000 or I'll make 10,000 and 3,000. It's because we have that creativity. So we have to. So step one is what's your money story from your parents? What's the money story from your community? This was also huge. There we have some of our clients that grew up in a very, very religious community where tithing a majority of your paycheck was required. But if you grow up not understanding the why behind it, then you start growing up with I have to give more than I receive. And that's not what that means. That's not what tithing was supposed to be about, but that's the story they created. So then they don't think that they deserve money or they're bad if they keep any money. And I'm like, where did that come from? The community. Or you grew up in, I have another client of ours that actually was born and raised in Beverly Hills, extremely wealthy parents. She was bullied in school. So rich people who have money are mean. So she didn't want to ever have any money because she didn't want to be mean. And she is a teacher in a one bedroom apartment with her son, and she's afraid to make money because she doesn't want to be mean. I'm
Wow.
like, whoa. So we've got to find that. We got to dig in that little unconscious mind. And what kind of malarkey did you make up when you were, what stories are you living under?
Right.
And then we find the root cause of that, which we find is not. So it's normally, I get it. Some of you might have something different, but it's the most common one is unsafe. That was how she felt safe. She was like, I was bullied. I didn't feel safe at school. Money equaled unsafe. I don't want money. That means I'm unsafe. So we
Right.
have to find these words that you've defined, or worthy, or shyster. So to me, it was like deserving. It's like I'm doing something wrong. Who ju What about judgment? Do you judge yourself for making money?
Right. Well, look at, I mean, going back to the physical for a second too, look at the
Absolutely.
number of people that believe that if you're, beautiful, they'll only love you for your outer beauty. And so they gain a lot of weight because they want to make sure that people
1
love
million percent.
them. Yeah.
You can take these concepts. Thank you, Lucy, for making that. We do a very holistic. We believe there's nine areas of life, and all of these concepts are in every area of life. People that are afraid to leave a religious church and want to be spiritual. Some people believe spirituality is actually against their what they believe. So absolutely, health, 1 million percent. Self-expression is an area of life. Self-love, family, intimate relationships, sex, money, business. We believe that, and think about it, and I'll bring this up to all of you here. The two most vulnerable areas in your life is in the bedroom and in your bank account. Sex and money are the most vulnerable places you could be. So if you're not feeling safe, worthy, deserving, you feel abandoned, which means if you don't feel connected, no wonder in those two areas. And that's what we mean by the invisible income ceiling. And it could be shattering your wealth ceiling, your wealth of health, your wealth of spirituality, your wealth of self-expression, your wealth of self-love, your
Right.
wealth of physical being. I did not pay attention to my health because I didn't think it was, I couldn't put myself first, because if I put myself first, it would trigger my ex-husband. So the moment that I could do something for myself, like, it was great when the girls were little because I needed him. But as soon as all three of us started growing up, that's when it became not a thing. But I manifested that, or I created that environment so I could learn to love myself and to put myself first. And now we have a great relationship. He just called the other day. He's remarried, lives in Florida. I mean, it is the greatest thing. And I was like, because we weren't projecting on each other, which is I was projecting unsafe with him because I didn't feel emotionally unsafe. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't about feeling physically unsafe. It could be. We deal a lot with the LGBTQ community, right? Sometimes they don't feel physically safe. I didn't feel emotionally safe. Some of you don't feel mentally safe, meaning that if you're too smart, or that people won't like you, or you don't think you can make a mistake, you're too perfect, that people won't like you. So then you're not mentally safe. And some of you don't feel spiritually safe because of what you believe, because there's so much judgment and division around. So what, how do we break this? So what we break this is, first, well, the exercise that I can give you on this podcast is different than as if you were a full on, a full on client, either, with us or like working one-on-one with Lucy. Is first you have to journal about, and you got to find those invisible things. I'll tell one more example to help you. So my business partner and I, best friends, and we started the business, and I got my divorce. He found the love of his life. Everything was, going amazing. And our business is thriving, and we keep exponentially growing our business. But our personal paycheck, I feel about the paycheck, y'all. Just the more money you make as a business doesn't mean the more money you have. It's just more skills you have to learn. I still get a W-2 paycheck. I still pay taxes. I still have a budget. I still have to work within. Just because my business makes multiple, this I couldn't get my ex-husband to understand that. Just because my business makes multiple seven figures doesn't mean that all that money just drops into my bank account. It's like I have 10 employees. I have, traveling expenses. I've got all this, and then I get a paycheck. I have my money is budgeted just like everyone else. So we realized that your very first $100,000 is your first growth. That's your first income ceiling is 0 to 100,000. That takes some breaking through to get to six figures. The next breakthrough is to about 250,000. Okay, so to go from 0 to 100 is one of the biggest. Then the next one is 100 to 250. So some of you could go from 100,000 multiple times a year to 150, 200. To break the 250, that takes another set of growth. You have another income ceiling. Okay, then it's five, and it's every 250,000. So then it's 500, then it's 750, then it's 1 million. Believe it or not, going from 750,000 to 1 million is difficult because you're like, I'm in seven figures. The next biggest 0.5. So it doesn't matter if you all are on here going for multiple seven figures or your first 100,000. It's the concept is the same. We are not brought into this world. I was not brought into this world to know how to be the CEO of a multiple seven figure business. I had to learn, and I made a lot of mistakes. And I was like, oh, that was an expensive mistake. I didn't realize that that was $192,000 that we're never going to get back. So, in this is though, you grow each income ceiling that you shatter. You get new skills, you get new mindset, you get new learnings about yourself, you get more confidence. So there is no end. So it's like money. This is why the cliche, I don't like cliches because nobody ever tells you why they matter. The cliche of money can't buy you happiness. It's bullshit talking mushrooms, okay? It's baloney because money isn't supposed to buy you happiness. Money is to give you the result of your growth. So when you grow, you get money.
I think
So
it's probably, to me at least, money gives you options. And
opportunity, creativity,
it gives you
curiosity, yes.
all those choices. You know what? We have to stop for today.
I started going crazy. I didn't, we were just kind of going off crazy, but I want
I
to thank
know.
you, Lucy. This was great.
No,
I just wanted to share with everybody.
I will have you back in a couple of months. Hopefully our schedules will work.
Yes.
And so tell people how they can reach you easily, because I'm sure there's going to be some that go, I need to get in touch with her.
Yes, and I do. I'm gonna. So there's a free offer that I don't know, Lucy, if you have it yet, or we'll our team will get it over to you. But it's a meditation challenge, and it takes you from zero to A to Z, 23 meditations on how to go from not really understanding your intuition to being able to live in it, so you can break these income ceilings. So that's gonna be a free gift for everyone, and we'll get that over to Lucy, so it'll be in your show notes or however you share
Yeah,
that information with everyone.
absolutely.
Now, we're Genius Unlocked Coaching Institute. We don't do a super amount on social media for the most reason is we're in with our clients, but you can find us on YouTube. I have millions of videos on coaching as well as intuition meditations, and then you can find us on all of the other social media sites, and then just reach out to us. Join the Intuition Challenge. Get access to learning how to break that income ceiling and that arc of 23 meditations. You'll be able to break through, identify and break through some of those ceilings so you can go to your next $100,000, whatever that is.
Okay, would you be sure to send that email, all of that links to me
Absolutely.
so
Oh
that
yeah,
I can put them
100%.
in?
1,000,000%. Well, our team will get it over to you. Thank you so much for having me, Lucy, letting me just kind of talk about this. It's my pleasure and my goal for all of us to create the life that we want, and we deserve it.
Yes, absolutely. All right, everybody, go out there and make this your best life. Please consider getting in touch with Jen so that she can also assist you in making that happen. And in the meantime, we'll see you next time on the Synergy Connection Show. Bye-bye, everyone.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.